The Lion. Theyna zay that a travelling chap have a put in the newspaper now that the bit of green ground on the knap should be all a took in for the plough. He'd a fancy 'tis easy to show that we can be but stunt poles at best, for to leave a green spot where a flower can grow, or a vut-weary waker mid rest. That is hedge-grubbin', Thomas and ledge-grubbin', never a done while a sovereign more's to be won. The road, it is a, is so wide as 'tis wanted for travellers' wheels, as if all that did travel did ride, and did never get galls on their heels. He would leave sich a thin strip o' ground that if a man's feet in his shoes were a burning and sore, why, a couldn't sit down, but the wheels would run over his toes. For 'tis make money, Thomas, and take money. What's sold and bought is all that is worthy o' thought. Years ago, the Leonsides did bear grass for to pull with the geese's red bills that did hiss at the folk that did pass, or the boys that picked up their white quills. But shortly, if four or five of our goslings do creep from the ag, they must mope in the garden, more dead than alive, in a coop or a tied by the lag. For to catch at land, Thomas, and snatch at land, no, is the plan. Make money wherever you can. The children will soon have no place for to play in, and if they do grow, they will have a thin mushroom face, with their bodies so simple as dough. But a man is a maid of a child, and his limbs do grow worksome be play. And if the young child's little bodies are spoiled, why, the man's will the sooner decay. But wealth is worth no more than health is worth. Let it all go if 'twill bring but a sovereign or two. For to breed the young fox or the hare, we can gie up whole yickers o' ground. But the greens be a grudged for to rear our young children up healthy and sound. Why, there won't be a left the next age a green spot where their feet can go free, and the gookoo will soon be committed to cage for a trespass in somebody's tree. For 'tis locking up, Thomas, and blocking up. Stranger or brother, men mustn't come nigh one another. One day I went in at a gate with my child, where an echo did sound, and the owner come up, and did rate me as if I would car off his ground. But his field and the grass were a-let, and the damage that he could ha' took were, at most, that the while I did open the gate, I did rub round the eye on the hook. Ah, but 'tis driving out, Thomas, and having out. Trample new grounds, unless you be heir to the hounds. Ah, the squire of Culverdell Hall were as different as light is from dark, with some folk that, as evening did fall, had a broke drew long grass in his park. For he went with a smile for to meet with the trespassers while they did pass, and he said, "I'd a fear you'll catch cold in your feet, you've awake drew so much o' my grass." His mild words, Thomas, cut em like swords, Thomas, newly a-wet, and went verder with them than a dret.